I'm Shanti. A Christian monk has written his life story, and in that he describes his initial years in the monastery. He said that when I was in the monastery, it was a rule that everyone has to stay in silence. That was the rule of the monastery. And he said that I spent one complete year in silence. And he described how that life was. Of course, there were no internet, social media, computers, laptops, mobiles at that time. And he said that that period of my life of complete silence was something that changed my life. Initially it was very difficult, but gradually as I continued to maintain silence, first the outside voice was gone, and gradually the inside voice, the noise, the chatter was gone. And the only noise that we used to hear in the monastery was the chirping of birds, the voice of nature. And in that perfect silence, we continued our spiritual study, our meditation, and long periods of fasting. That gradually took us away from the consciousness of body and made us live in the world of spirits. So he mentioned that now I am no more in the monastery, but still I maintain that particular silence which I achieved there. Suppose I am writing somebody something and somebody comes, I go out, it's a postman, I receive the post, I say him thank you, I come back, and but my silence is not broken. The silence is still there. I continued that inside silence. So silence is not something that means that one is not speaking. One is speaking, yet the words are not interfering in the inside silence. So silence is an imperative part of meditative life, contemplative life. And the more one tastes silence, gradually the world of noise loses interest. If one stays in silence for a long time, then gradually the desire to speak goes away. And even if somebody is speaking, it's just like a circle. One is situated here, and the speech is here, work is here, action is here, relationships are here, seva is here, duty is here, job is here, profession is here, worldly karmic accounts are here. One might be speaking, lecturing, doing many things, interacting with worldly people on the public sector, but yet is strongly grounded in silence within. This is just an outside affair. The moment that is finished, one returns back to that original silence. So silence is not absence of speech, but silence is an inner meditative stage. Inner stage of balance, inner stage of equipoise, where you can return at will. But to come to that stage, initial strong practice of silence is necessary. This is something we will call a postgraduation. But you will have to go through numerous stages before the mind becomes still. And the initial stages would be first one day silence, gradually then in between practice 3 day silence, 7 weeks, 1 week, 7 days silence, 21 days silence, the different practices to remain silent. And when I'm saying silence here, it means gross silence, no words. In between, these are the initial practices which can be taken up. One may have to retire from the public in between whenever one gets time. But without these initial practice, you cannot come to that stage when one is speaking also at the same time silent within. So there should be in between such moments of silence. Mahatma Gandhi used to observe Monday, every Monday, as a day of silence. If you want, you can use silent language there. Baba talks about silence of the mind, which is an extremely higher stage. But then, these silence, these methods can help to reach that silence. And silence is the divine language. And silence is the language of yogi life, and silence is the language of spiritual life, and silence is the language of contemplative life. And recently Baba mentioned 3 different types of languages. What were they? The language of eyes. Second, bhavana, that remains untranslated. Bhavana cannot be translated in any language, just as dharma cannot be translated into English. In the similar manner, bhavana word cannot be translated into emotions or feelings. Third, thought. These 3 are the languages of yogi life. These 3 are the languages of spiritual life. It is not that one is not doing seva. But while doing seva, if the inner silence is getting lost, the overall accumulation of charity is very less. Baba said, Baba hears 3 types of things from children. What were they? This is Sunday's Murli, the main part, which was the revised Murli of 4th December 1985. Every day, Baba listens to 3 types of things from children. What are they? What do we keep on telling Baba in our chit chat or talks with Baba? Condition of heart. One is, what is going on in the heart, that we keep on telling Baba. Second, circumstances. And third, service news. So we usually talk with Baba about these 3 things. We tell him, what is happening in my heart? How am I? Am I stable, concentrated, disturbed? We keep on telling him about the circumstances we are in. This is happening, that is happening. And third, we keep on telling him about the service that we have done. All these 3 can be negative also, can turn into negative also. Telling him about the complaints, telling him about the negative circumstances, telling him about all the disturbances that is getting created in service. Seva is the greatest source of income, and seva is also the greatest source of disturbance. Both things are true. If seva is making one extrovert, if seva is making somebody body conscious, that service would become instrumental in bringing disturbances. So, Baba is listening to these three types of talks. Real yogi's talks would be all positive talks. He has no complaint about anybody. Circumstances, whatever are happening, you know that whatever is happening to you is the result of your own past karmas. So I have no complaint, rather every situation teaches me something. Every onslaught of Maya becomes a learning lesson for me. Every stumbling block becomes a stepping stone for me. And service news means how Baba made us instrumental. Our every thought, our every second should be utilized for service. Not a single second of this Brahmin life should be wasted in wasteful talkings and frivolous talks. It's such a pitiable thing that we see that Brahmins are sitting and talking and discussing nonsensical things. Discussing things which are of no relevance to them and wasting their time. Time is so precious and so much work is yet to be done. We have so many murlis to study, to understand. So these are the three types of talks Baba is listening. There are double gathering, Baba says, those who are present and those who are not present. Sakar and Akar. So he is seeing both of them, even those who are not physically there. And how Baba is responding to these three types of talks? By three languages. So what were the language? Eyes, Bhavna and thought. Baba told specialities of these three languages. First, these are the languages of yogi life. These are very powerful languages. Second, you can understand these languages only in introspective stage and in sweet silence. Otherwise not. Those who have never tested silence in the spiritual life or in this Brahmin life, probably they are missing a lot. At least there should be every day for everyone, 6 hours silence in 24 hours. No. Not at night. I am talking of waking hours. They might include Amrit Vela. So at least those spirits of Amrit Vela. Even if somebody is sitting here, that can also be included as a period of silence. Because if one can maintain that inner solitude and silence, even listening can become an act of silence. Even speaking can be an act of silence. Because if one is speaking and you're detached and soul conscious, it's an act of silence. So these languages, they can be experienced only in the inner introspective stage and silence and solitude. Otherwise one cannot. And Baba said these are the three languages where you need to experience and make others experience in this Brahmin life. So these are the three things about these three languages. Other thing is, What are the benefits of these three languages? First, your time is saved. Second, mehnat, effort is less. And third, success is more. I have mentioned multiple times in the past also. I am again reiterating that. Mahatma Gandhi has written an article when he was the editor of the magazine Young India newspaper, probably 6th August 1920. He narrated his experience about South Africa. He said, once I visited a Trappist monastery. That's the name of the monastery, Trappist monastery in South Africa. And I found that everybody in that monastery is under the vow of silence. All the inmates are observing silence, not a single person is speaking. So I went to the head of the monastery and asked him, why such a stringent rule here? That anybody who enters this monastery, this ashram, this mutt, has to observe lifelong silence. Or at least so long that person is there in that monastery. 5 years, 6 years, 10 years. The head of the monastery said, we are frail human beings. We do not know what to speak and what to speak. Is it not good that we don't speak at all and stay in silence and listen to that inner still voice, inner conscience? And that's why we may have made a rule in this monastery that whosoever enters, only two rules, silence and celibacy, purity. So, these three are the divine languages of yogi life, of alaukik spiritual life, and these are the three advantages. Time will be saved, effort will be less, and success will be more. It is very easy to remain silent when nobody is talking to you. It is very easy to remain silent when you have no work to do. But the greatest challenge is, you are in the work field. You are interacting with thousands of people, and yet you are silent. Is it possible? Yes. That is the highest stage, and we have to gradually reach that stage. But for that, initial small silences are necessary. But one must know that I have to reach there. This is the ladder. I have to gradually climb and reach here. A person is speaking and yet silent. So, three advantages. Then Baba came to the power of thought or the language of thought. This language of thought again has got some specialities. Baba says this Sankalp Shakti is the real, original, pristine power. Mool Shakti. It's very powerful. You need not to go to the person, but you can send the thought. Can thought be sent and received? Theoretically speaking, yes. Everybody knows. But have we done it? Spiritual telepathy. This is also a practice. It will not come suddenly. But we should practice it. There are stages of spiritual telepathy also. Somebody is sitting on this side, somebody is sitting on this side. Two groups. In between there is a wall. These are the senders, these are the receivers. So senders, what time would be set? Yes. Now sit in meditation. And these people would be told, you receive. They will send. So time of sending, getting focused, visualizing, and feeling as if they are sending the message to this person. And the people on this side would try to catch those messages. So there were a lot of experiments done like that. And then, after the experiment, they will meet and they will ask, what did you receive? These senders would ask the receivers. So, no matter where the person is, you can send him the thought. And Baba said, this language of thought also you have to experience. And for this, again, one more thing is necessary. The line of the intellect should be clear. And how that will become clear? How the line of the intellect will become clear? Today is what? Tuesday. Tuesday. So, not far away. Recently, this is Sunday's Murli. How the line of intellect will become clear? You remain busy in Baba, his knowledge and his seva. Remain busy in these three things. Mind should not get wander here and there. Minimal digital distractions. Mind should keep on contemplating Baba, his knowledge, his seva. Then that thing will happen. Now coming to the another part of the Murli, how to deal with karmic accounts. Three types of karmic account. One, man, buddhi, samman, sampark. Mind, some disturbances. Baba said waste is disturbance. Body, some diseases, some ailments, some physical maladies. And relationships. And how to deal with it? Keep the intellect. Three things. Powerful, line clear, and burden free. The intellect should remain burden free, the line should remain clear, and third thing, it should become powerful. Buddhi bal, buddhi yog, yog bal, power of the intellect, yoga of the intellect. When the intellect is powerful, when the intellect's line is clear and intellect is clean, that time you can clear all the accounts. They will not appear to you as cards, but they become furs, your duties. And what we do? Double boj, double burden. How? By creating waste thoughts. Already there is a karmic account and then you create waste thoughts. Why this happened? Why that happened? It should not have happened. Baba said, keep the intellect light. When the intellect is light, it will give right decisions, and right decisions will lead to success. So whenever there is a strong karmic account with any person, any bodily account, or account arising out of waste thoughts, surrender the intellect. Get the intellect busy in churning knowledge, Baba, and service. This is such a practical point Baba told. Don't waste your time in thinking about this problem, persons. Forget everything, take the Murli, go in silence and start churning the Murli. Baba, knowledge and seva, that's it. Don't waste time in digital distractions. So how to deal with karmic accounts? Keeping the intellect strong. Buddhi bal. Make the intellect strong. How to make the intellect powerful? By churning, one. Then, how to make the intellect powerful? So that when the circumstances arise, suppose all of a sudden 10 people come and start blaming you. All of a sudden 2 people come and they start abusing you, opposing you, criticizing you, blaming you, casting aspersions on you, making you a butt of laughter. How to deal with such difficult situations? Somebody comes and insults, public insults. But crying and saying, Baba, Baba, come. You have to make the intellect powerful. Do not create waste thoughts that time. This is very important. When Mahatma Buddha was walking, suddenly a man comes and starts abusing him. He says, I am going to the other village. I'll come back and then I'll talk with you. Until that time, I don't accept what you have given. Had you come to me 10 years back, I would have given you tit for tat. But now it's too late for you. It's too late. Now I'm reached another stage of consciousness. I cannot tell you, give you the same what you gave to me. I reject what you give to me. So the method of dealing with karmic accounts is intellect, make the intellect powerful by churning, by silence, by solitude, by group discussions, by joining gathering, by increasing your yoga practices, by increasing silence, by increasing solitude, by increasing touch with nature, by increasing touch with nature, by tapasya, by penance, by sometimes forcing silence upon yourself. And when one is emotionally disturbed, what does one do? Food. That is the one thing person does. So whenever there is an emotional disturbance, go for fasting. Yes. This fasting will stabilize emotions. Whenever there is an emotional disturbance, go for fasting. 6 hours fasting. Yes. Only 6 hours are too much in that period. Here people are eating every 1 hourly. They need something to munch like cow whole day. Something or something. They keep on munching and munching and munching all the time. Otherwise they feel restless. Either drinking or munching. Either drinking or munching. Drinking water, drinking tea, drinking coffee, drinking milk, drinking so many other things, juices, and drinking something. And if not drinking, eating totally. If not eating totally, finding and preparing for the next time. So when mind is disturbed, mind goes to food. So food and mind are very strongly connected. So by controlling, when mind is disturbed, mind goes to food. So when food is controlled, automatically mind is controlled. Other way around. So this is the language of divine languages. So learn these three languages of thought, language of bhavana, and language of eyes. Baba says eyes means signals. Bhavana means everything comes on the face. Whether somebody hates, loves or swarth. All the three things will be shown on the face. If you have anger, you cannot hide your anger. Can you? Somebody is extremely angry. Can one remain like this? And drink juice nicely? Impossible. When one is angry, that will be shown on the face. Your eyes will be red. Your hands will tremble like this. Om Shanti.